The day people stop bringing you their problems is the day you have stopped leading them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campbell, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The day people stop bringing you their problems is the day you have stopped leading them. Now, wouldn't you say that's a wonderful day? Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful day. How do you lead? How do you lead? By word? By example? By whatever way, I don't know what you could, but do you lead? And what makes you think that you're so wonderful to lead? What makes you think you're so wonderful that people would want to follow you? Well, good question. We oftentimes feel that we're number one, and that's a big joke. Because nobody is number one. Herb, you teach, I'm number one. No, I teach, I'm number one. I don't teach anything about you being number one. I teach that I'm number one. I really don't care what you are. I love you as my creation, and I create you as being number one. I create you as being wonderful. I create you as being fantastic. But if you don't want to follow what I have created you as, I don't care, but you cannot leave what I have created you as. Now, if I am any good as a creator, I will create you whole and perfect. I will create you wonderful. I will create you magnificent. I will create you ideal in every way. I will create you without flaw. Can't get much better than that now, can you? I will create you unconditionally loving. Now, why would I ever see you being less than unconditional loving? Why would I ever see you being less than ideal in every possible way? For only one reason. I have lost my grip. Yep. I have lost my grip on myself being number one. I've lost my grip on myself being the creator of my world. I've lost my grip on myself being in charge of everything I do. And I have lost my grip on it. And when I lose my grip on it, then I have nothing to hold on to. I have nothing to hold on to. You see, I was talking with a young man a couple of days ago, and he was saying he'd like to be free. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I said, what does it mean to you to be free? Oh, I can do whatever I want to do. And I said, well, I don't see anyone with a ball and chain on you. I don't see anyone putting you in prison and not letting you do anything you want to do. I don't see you limited in where you can go in your car, just maybe the amount of gas you can put in your car. I don't see you limited by what you can do. You want to fly to Europe, and you say, I'm going to fly to Europe. And then what happens? You say, well, I guess I'm going to take my family along too. That's fine. Now, that's not a limitation. That's a choice. You don't have to take them along. You're going to Europe because you want to go and visit whoever you want to visit there. So you want to go to China. You want to go to Japan. And you're going, what you call, on business. And so why do you have to take your family along? You take your family along only because you're going for an enjoyable journey. And your family should be an enjoyable journey that you're doing with things, you know. And you want to do that. Now, why is it that you are not free to do whatever you want to do? It's because you have given yourself parameters. You have said, I am a married man, so I take my family with me. I am a father, so I take my children with me. I am a wage earner. I am the one who sets the program for my world, and so therefore I take that with me. Okay? Now, what would you do if you were not that, if you were not in charge of that? What would you do if you were not in charge of a family? What would you do? And Ellen, that's perfectly okay. What would you do? What you would do You would just go and do whatever you wanted to do. And that's fine. So now, what has that got to do with me? That has nothing to do with me. But what about you? Are you the creator of your world? Why do you create yourself having circumstances that are not harmonious, that are not making you happy? Why are you creating circumstances in your life that tell you you're not free? Why are you doing that? You don't have to. You can do anything you want. And I said, you know, if you had a family and you wanted to go on a business trip, you just say to your family, I'm going on a business trip and I will see you in a week when I get back home. And the family would say, have fun, Daddy. Go do whatever is necessary to do and make lots of money, Daddy. You know, make a lot of good contacts, Daddy. And they would wish you well. They would not say, I want to go too, I want to go too, I want to go too. You say they want to go too. You're the one who says, gee, I wish you could come along. I wish. Well, yeah, we do too. You know, and you plant the seeds. And so then they come along. But now, if you really don't want them along, because it's more money than you plan to spend in that way, then don't take them. Don't take them. You know, you're silly to say at any time that your budget is limited. You're silly to say that at any time you're only going to spend so much money for any particular thing that you're going to do. You do whatever you feel you want to do. If you want to go and drive a Jaguar, go ahead and drive it. If you want to live in a big expensive house, go ahead and live in a big expensive house. If you want to live in a very lovely neighborhood, in a very expensive neighborhood, go ahead and live in a lovely, expensive neighborhood. And what's going to happen when you do that? What's going to happen? You are buying more and more, living up to somebody else's attitude about yourself. Now, what do you need to live? What do you want to live? You have a house. You have a room. You have clothing. You have a job. You have whatever you think is important to live. So, what are you doing about it? Are you saying, I want someone to think I'm a great person, so I'm going to get a bigger car? I want someone to think I'm a great person, so I'm going to get a more expensive wardrobe? I'm not going to buy my clothes at Sears or Ward's. I'm going to buy my clothes at some, you know, Robinson May or at some other fancy place, you know? And so, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And it's up to you. You see, we have this situation here. The people stop bringing you their problems the day you stop leading them. So when you stop leading other people and you stop telling them how to live their life and you just say, hey, I see you successful. I see you fantastic. You're seeing first yourself fantastic and then you see them fantastic. You see first yourself number one and then you see them number one. If you ever look out of your eyes and you see limitation of any kind, that's you. Clean up your own house first. And as you clean up your own house first, you're going to open your eyes. You're going to recognize that all around you are beautiful things. All around you are beautiful circumstances. All around you, everything is wonderful. If you do it yourself first. But if you don't do it yourself first, then you haven't got a leg to stand on, because what you have done is you have told yourself you haven't got it, and so you haven't got it. Start telling yourself, I am the greatest. I am number one. I am happy. I am healthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. Start saying these things. You might as well say them. And if they're a lie, so what?
They're good lies.
They're good lies. If they're a lie, it's the type of thing that you'd like to see manifest. And the way to manifest it is by speaking your word and saying it is so. Now, this is a wonderful day today, you say to yourself. And so then you go out and you say, I hope it doesn't rain. And sure enough, it rains. You go out and you say, I hope we're not going to have a windstorm. Sure enough, you have a windstorm. You say, I hope it's not going to mess up my property. Sure enough, it messes up. You see, those are lies too. Until they are fulfilled, those are lies. Now, we live in a world of this strangeness where we are to speak the truth about ourselves. The truth is whatever it is that is important to us. And when we speak the truth about ourselves, then we demonstrate in our life that which we wish. Now, we have said here, the day people stop bringing you their problems is the day you have stopped leading them. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. You no longer have people bring you problems when you see them already fulfilled, just like you are. So long as people are bringing you problems, then you are the problem yourself. And we want to stop that. That's why we say here at the Healing Ministry, please don't tell me your problem. Tell me the solution. What is it that you'd like to experience? I need money. No, you don't. I have money for everything I would like to buy. I have money for everything I'd like to have. I have money. You see, and when you say, I have money, then you have it. And it's really wonderful. And of course, that's the way it should be. I have money. I'm independently wealthy. I like me. I'm surrounded by all these nice things that are just so wonderful. And I'm just so happy about all these things that are so wonderful because they make my life so fulfilled and so great. Really, it's fantastic. It's really fantastic. What was all that noise? Oh, that was an illusion. That was an illusion of people not paying attention 100% to our lecture as we're giving it. And watching the dog and what the dog does. And watching others sleeping. And watching others doing things. And that noise was all that stuff, you see. One day, we will be such wonderful masters that when we go to a lecture, we'll be spellbound by the lecture. What a lovely day. One day, as Sylvia said, big old Sylvia, she thinks she's so smart. She was listening to a concert, and she was so taken by the concert, she couldn't think of anything else. She was just living in heaven. She was just delighted. She was just thrilled with it. Well, how could she be thrilled with some notes of music that somebody played? Stupid, you know? Well, she was thrilled with herself. She was thrilled with what she was hearing. And she created what she was hearing. And if Sylvia had allowed herself to realize that she had work on her computer that needed to be done, if she allowed herself to think she should get out in the kitchen and start making dinner, if she allowed her to think that she should go in the backyard and pick up all the doggy doo that's out there, if she allowed herself to think that the fences needed fixing, if she allowed herself to think that the trees are falling down because of the windstorm yesterday and they should be cleaned up, if she allowed herself to think those, would she enjoy that music ever? The music could just go by the window and she'd never even know it. And so, if we do these silly things, we're going to be distracted. Now, were you distracted by the noise?
No.
Yes. Yes, you were. Otherwise, were you meditating? Yes, Master. Ha, ha, ha. Were you distracted by the noise? What noise?
Which noise? That's a good one.
What noise?
This is a good one.
What noise? Do people bring you their problems?
What problems?
People bring me their
solutions.
And I join in them in the praise and adoration that the solution is complete. Do I make myself clear?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.